Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. This is your host, Professor Jamila Franklin, and it's such a pleasure to be with you this Wednesday evening. And we have had thunderstorms here, so hopefully where you are, things are not as challenging. And because if the thunderstorms come in, we have to disconnect. I'm using my landline, and I don't play with Mother Nature. Anyway, my name is Professor Jamila Franklin. I am the host and creator of Higher Consciousness. We have been on the air since 2012, and this is a metaphysical and spiritual blog talk radio show. It is not a religious blog talk radio show. A little bit about my background. I am a college professor. I am certified in Reiki and aromatherapy, in metaphysics. I am a holistic life coach, and I've had my own clinical counseling practice for over 30 years. I teach and train people in so many different disciplines, and I am an award-winning author and radio show talk host. Okay? So I believe in bringing topics to you that are controversial and that you may not hear about in other venues, even on internet radio. So tonight I'm going to bring two magnificent women to you. They are former students of mine in Reiki, and I think they're just phenomenal women. And they have been certified. One is a certified Reiki master, and the other has taken Reiki 1 and Reiki 2. However, they both are just exceptional women, and they have their own businesses as well. They're doing some amazing things, and I told them that I wanted to have them on my show for Women's History Month because they're just exceptional women. And I believe I don't have a crab in a barrel mentality. Most of my guests that I have on my show do things that are somewhat similar to what I do, but I still believe in giving them airspace because there is more than enough room at the top. Okay, so let me just read the information on both my wonderful, illustrious guests, and feel free to call in. The call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay. They're coming on simultaneously, but I'm reading. That's the reason I'm reading both brief backgrounds at the same time. Yolande Azimard, co-author of the book No More Silence, is a certified neuro-transformational coach. She specializes in helping individuals and entrepreneurs break through their emotional blockages, heal past trauma, and overcome their limiting beliefs. Marcia Campbell is a spiritual midwife and the founder and CEO of In My Sister's Shoes. LLC, an organizational safe haven for women diagnosed, being treated, or recovering from breast cancer. Marsha helps breast cancer survivors to spiritually reconnect with themselves so they can have a mind, body, spirit transformation and see the blessing in their challenge. Okay, so I am going to bring both of these wonderful and exceptional women on the air at the same time. And as I said, if you would like to call in, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We end at 8 o'clock, but we can still be on the line. But the computer, if you're on the computer, and most of you are, I have several people on the board, which means they've called in. But if you would like to stay beyond 8 o'clock, you will have to call in at that number that I just gave you because the computer will shut you off exactly at 8 o'clock. Okay, so I am bringing them both in. Okay, greetings, ladies. How are you?
Greetings.
Hi. Greetings.
Okay,
I'm doing well.
So,
this is Marsha. I'm doing well. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you so much for the invite.
You're so very welcome. So what I would like to do is have each of you, and time goes by very quickly on this show, very quickly. so I'm just going to have you jump right in. So Marsha, I read a brief bio on you as well as on Yolande, but tell people within 5 minutes or less why you decided to open up your wonderful LLC to help women recover from breast cancer. What was your story in 5 minutes or less? And then I'll bring you, Yolande.
Oh. Sure. Well, myself is a breast cancer survivor. I refer to myself, however, as a breast cancer blessing. And throughout my breast cancer journey, that's when it was placed in my spirit that this is my calling, that I'm here to help those who are going through a journey that is similar to mine, however, may have a different size shoes, meaning whether or not, you know, you may have several surgeries or went through chemo or radiation. The concept is still the same of the journey, and I'm called to walk with those women so that they can birth into the blessing that oftentimes is being disguised by the pain and the emotional pain that may be associated with the journey, and just allow them to tap into their light and to see that blessing and that challenge.
Oh, beautifully stated. Okay. Yolande?
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I call Miss Jamila Mima, so if you hear me saying Mima, you guys will know why. She is just such a wise sage, and I respect her and look up to her like we would or mommy's mommy or like, you know, our elder in our community. So thank you for having me on. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was just moving along my life's journey and realizing or feeling like there has to be more to life than this. It's how I started down the path. I had, I think, done life the way they said to do it. Go to church, be a good girl, go to school, get your education. I did all those, came up, got married, had children. And then I was like, is this it? All right? There has to be more to life than this. And I started down the path of personal development. And there's no, I think that's one of the best schools you could enter into in life, is to start down the path of personal development. And for me, that came through starting a Mary Kay business and just realizing then my emotional blocks and things that I couldn't get past. And you don't know they're there if you're just doing regular life and just going to a job. It's when you start challenging yourself. And somewhere along that path, I decided I would hire a coach to help me to hit a goal that I so desperately wanted at the time. And it was such a life-changing experience for me. And it felt within me like, hey, you know, a still small voice starts whispering to you like, hey, you could do this too. And I dismissed it, like you usually dismiss that little voice until we really know what that voice means, right? And then a few years in, I really started looking and playing with the idea that maybe I could do the same thing that coaching did for me for other people. And this, I had a God moment, that's what I'll call it, because what was happening in my head came out of somebody's mouth. A friend of mine looked me dead in the eyes and said, you need to be a coach. He just said it outright. And I won't get into all the semantics of it, but I ended up going in and getting training and started helping people, women in particular, to break through emotional blocks, things that are keeping you from the desires of your heart, the goals you want to hit, being the way you want to be, helping people pass trauma and pain. And I just love that work. I love to see people transform. I love to see and hear back from them later where they are on their journey and how maybe just, you know, 3 months of talking is what it seems like, you know, the difference it makes in their life. So here I am as a newer transformational life coach.
I know the two of you personally, and I've been in the transformational field for over 30 years. They didn't call it that back in the day. I was in life coaching over 30 years. They didn't call it that either back in the day. You know, I have my own clinical practice, which I've shifted over to straight energy in terms of the emotion code and some other wonderful things, and it's very powerful. So I know the two of you are just exceptional. You have the heart, you have the vision, you have the compassion. And I want you to talk about the book that both of you co-authored, No More Silence. It's a phenomenal book, and it talks about the trauma that women have experienced. And like what you said, Yolanda, and what you said too, Marcia, that you both have personally gone through some things, but then society doesn't allow women, or now it's shifting, but, you know, years ago, women were not allowed to talk about their pain, particularly if it related to things that happened within religious institutions in terms of molestations, in terms of being coerced. Women were not even allowed to be in the pulpit until, like, the 80s. You know, some people wouldn't even go to church if they saw a woman in the pulpit. I mean, this is crazy. So the book that both of you participated in and co-authored, I think is phenomenal. So would you like to talk about that? And then I want you to give people your contact information, too, at some point. So talk about the book, No More Silence, and what it meant to you to bear your soul to write your chapters in the book, because I know both of you are private individuals, because I know you personally, and you're not like the housewives on these reality low vibrational shows where they tell you every single thing, the bra size is TMI. I don't even know all that. So, but both of you are such elegant, compassionate, spiritual, highly evolved women, and you care a lot about humanity. So, Marcia, give us some information about what it took for you to write what you wrote in No More Silence, and then Yolande, I'd like for you to follow up.
Okay, thank you. So I must say, you know, oftentimes, I just want to say this, oftentimes you feel a thugging in your spirit or in your heart, and you feel like you're called to do something, and because of fear, you then dismiss it, or because you don't see it visible or right in front of your face, you tend to think that I must be talking to myself, and this is not coming in from the divine and kind of telling you this is the path you want to go on. And so in that juncture, I want to say to to your audience or to your guests or your listeners that, you know, just pay attention to the sign, and it is okay for you to be obedient, have an energy of, or spirit of obedience, even though you may can't see the entire big picture. And I say this because when I got the opportunity, it was presented to me by my lovely friend, Miss Yolande Azimard. And it's one in which before she did that, it came in my spirit. I literally had a dream, and I woke up the next day and was telling someone else that there is something inside of me that's saying I need to write. Prior to that, years before, I was told that I was going to be writing books, in other words. But once again, I dismissed that because that's not something that was in my household or in my community. I didn't know anyone who was, like, say, a direct author that could have been a mentor to encourage me. So that was not something that was on my plate or thing that I could achieve. But when Yolande came to me and said, "Hey, sis, I have an opportunity for you to share your story," despite the fact that I knew this was a part of God's plan for me, I still said to her, "Hey, let me think about it, and I will let you know." And once again, that goes into that energy of not knowing or not trusting, in other words. Nevertheless, I realized that this is my opportunity for me to break through my shell, for me to be visible, for me to use my words, for me to help to make a difference in the life of someone else who may feel alone and who may want someone to walk with them and is too afraid to even say it. And so when I got the opportunity, I knew right away that I had to write about my journey with, on my breast cancer journey. But not only that, I needed for the woman who's going to read my story to have a soul expansion, to have a soul connection. And I need them to know what it was like not knowing your own self, not recognizing that you had a light within you, for them to know that there are other women out there who are desperately in need of wanting to see themselves but are still going out trying to find it from someone else, right? And so when I got the opportunity, I said to myself, okay, and I prayed about it, and I said, this is how I want it to go. Okay, I got it. This, I'm going to share my story, but I want it to be where not only am I going to emphasize the point that when you're going through a challenge, you have to pay attention to the signs, because in that challenge comes a blessing. And if we're so focused on the hardship or the challenge of our journey, then we're going to fail to see the blessing, and then we're going to have to repeat the cycle. We have so many light workers out there that, you know, because they don't have anyone to kind of pour in them in that way, they're repeating cycles like a hamster on a wheel when it's time for them to get off that wheel, right? And so by having this platform for me to be able to share my story and also talk about the fact that when I was lost and didn't know where my light was, I had the light, and also to mention the fact that because of this journey, my light was ignited. My light was being able to shine even when I was still afraid of using my voice because of my upbringing, because of, you know, my Christianity background of how I was raised. And throughout my journey, I was then being led to see God, my divine, the I Am presence in a different way, of which was foreign because that's not how I was introduced to him initially. And so this was just a great opportunity for me to do this. This was my way of coming out, my way of saying, hey, I have a voice, my way of using my writing skills and my creativity and be able to reclaim that power, which is worrying so much about what people may think now when they know the secret behind my journey. And also being able to finally take off a mask that I've been so accustomed to that it was embedded in me. And it's kind of one of those where I didn't feel the same if I didn't have it because I didn't know how to completely be authentic. Only a few people would know that about me, my authentic, the authentic Marcia. And then there are certain people who just know this one side of me. And this was my way of saying, okay, you can't hide anymore. So let's just use this journey and be able to allow other women to see the similarities. Despite the fact that they may not have gone through breast cancer, but they too have a light that they need to tap into, and they'd be able to see the fact that even when you are on a low vibration, it's okay for you to know that it has to be bigger and believe it has to be bigger. And by you having that switch in your mindset, you then change the frequency as to how you're going, you flow. So I will stop there for now so Yolan can talk a little bit, and then we go back and forth, I guess.
Yeah, that is so beautifully stated. Oh, wow, so powerful. So I told you, everyone, they are just beautiful inside and out. Very elegant, very, very eloquent. Okay, and I call Yolande my mini-me. So if I say mini-me, these are our little pet names for each other. She calls Mima. Calls me Mima, and I call her my mini-me because she reminds me of me. So anyway, mini-me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I want to say something about Marcia before I talk about what it meant, this book. I want to say, Marcia, when I contacted Marcia, and she already knew, right, that this was for her, she didn't say, let me think about it. She said something more important than that. She said, let me pray about it and meditate.
Mm.
And that is significant because she didn't seek outside opinion, which is what we do a lot of times, is we look outside the answer instead of going within and connecting with our source for answers. So... and I doubt that source was going to tell her no, because she already knew. She was supposed to do this. But I wanted to correct that. She didn't say, let me think about it. She said, let me pray about it and meditate and get back to you. And it's something we all need to do more. I know for me especially, I could really do more of that. I trust my inner. but to actually just sit and do what Marcia did, I listened internally. But I thought that was so admirable. So I wanted to point that out before I start talking about why.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
thank
what
you,
this
Yo-Yo.
Meant. Yes, my love. Foreword of the book says, the foreword of the book says, the truth shall set you free. And I know we've heard that in many ways through life in different, maybe different scenarios, different environments, you know. And one of the things that I say these days is the truth will set you free, but it might hurt you first. And it's the pain. It's the truth of the pain, right? It's the truth of the pain that was released in this No More Silence book. Coming into this book and latching into the vision of the visionary author, Martha Davidson, we wanted to let people know, women in particular, because as women, we carry so much. We carry so much emotional pain. And because of the way we were raised, and I'm thankful that this millennial generation is coming into, right into their, especially the younger ones, you know, or are they Gen Z? Maybe they're Gen Z. They're coming into, straight into the self-love movement, you know. But the rest of us, Gen Xers, and the very early years, the early millennial part of the generation, and certainly your generation, Mima, we were taught sacrifice everything we had for everybody else. Give up ourselves, pour into our children, pour into our marriages, give everybody else and take care of ourselves last. And what that created was we became punching bags, we became emotional garbage cans for people, and we were just a container for all things pain. And so we're coming through in this book with the message to free ourselves from that emotional bondage, right? And by talking about it, it's a foreign concept, especially for Mima's generation, who they weren't into talking at all, right? You look at Mima's generation, and you look at Gen Z, which would be my children, your daughter, my daughter Marsha, that they talk about anything and everything, right? And we kind of fall in the middle where we got a lot of what Mima's generation taught us, and we are just now like breaking out and like, no, let's talk about this, you know? And so we've held so much inside of us, and we are now starting to understand the impact of that, being emotional garbage cans, holding in things that we should have let go of long ago. So now we're dealing with the breast cancer from holding in pain. We're dealing with, you know, the stomach issues from holding in pain. We're dealing with the mental issues from holding on to pain the way we have. And this book was created to tell people to free yourself by talking about it. And we started with our own stories. This is what we went through. This is what we want you to know. And what I found is the moment you open your mouth and you're brave enough to say, this happened to me, or I went through this, it immediately, because we're such connected beings, frees the person within your hearing, right, to say, oh, I guess I could talk about mine too. And so we didn't just free ourselves when we wrote this book. We opened the door for permission for other people to start freeing themselves as well. And I know for me, one part of what I wrote, if I said that it is for these women, right, these women that are sitting in the midst of their pain, dealing with the effects of what they've gone through, it is for those women that I wrote my chapter. It's the those women that Marsha wrote for, because we want you to know you're not alone. We wanted people to really understand that you are not alone. We're all having a human experience. We have different details of the experience, but we're all having that same human experience. Your pain might be cancer. Mine might be abuse. Somebody else might be domestic violence, right? But we're all having a similar pain experience. But how do we want to represent that? Do we just want to contain it, hold it trapped in our bodies, and deal with the depression, the pain, the fatigue, the everything, the disease, all that stuff that comes with it? Or do we want to free ourselves and then talk about it from a more empowered place, reframe it and make it mean something more powerful and help somebody else with it? That's why we opened our mouth. That's why this book is here, called No More Silence, because we really want more people to feel free to speak up and speak up.
Well, the thing about women my generation is that a lot of us did speak up. I mean, Angela Davis is older than I. Shirley Chisholm is older than I. Nina Simone, but they were very courageous. They weren't in large numbers as, you know, the subsequent generations. But I know I've been an activist all my life. So, and all my friends, I think that some people may not. And Fannie Lou Hamer, I did a whole show on her last week. Phenomenal. She was not a person, a stay-at-home mom who was very acquiescent and subservient. So I think the because we didn't have social media back then, people didn't really know about all of these individual triumphs that the women were promoting or encountering, unless they were in certain kind of circles. So if you were not politically active, if you were not connected to the NAACP, SNCC, SCLC, or any of those progressive organizations, you wouldn't have known about Fannie Lou Hamer. You wouldn't have known about Ella Baker. You wouldn't have known about some of the other people because you were in your kind of isolated environment. But all the women I know have always been very vocal. As a matter of fact, even within the Panther Party, you know, Kathleen Cleaver and Angela was loosely connected to Angela Davis. So we've always been, you know, vocal. All my sister friends, because we were the ones who kicked open the doors to corporate America. The babies during the 70s laid the foundation, and we were not following behind the men. We were alongside them. For the most part, we weren't really trying to be in front because we saw that the struggle required joint participation and activism. But the 70s babies, I think that what you alluded to were the people during the 50s and whatever, because they were somewhat compliant. My mother never was. She was a single mom, so she was always very very active and had an activist kind of mentality. I got that from her. And I'm from the South originally, and I think a lot of the women in the South, they can't speak for the women in the North, but I think that they were also very active because they had civic clubs in the North, and they were very progressive. So I think, but the 70s babies, if you look at all the sit-ins and all that, we were right there. We were right there at the microphone. And I think it laid the foundation for the people now in their 40s and in their 20s and whatever to be more vocal than we, because you have some of the laws. You don't have to start from point zero, because we laid the foundation for you, because that's been my entire life. So, and everyone, most of my close friends in some kind of way, they were very, very politically active. But so let's move on to talking about, because I think what you ladies are doing is so wonderful, what you're doing, and both of you are now coaching people, and I want you to definitely give people your information, your contact information. So what is the typical kind of scenario or client that you would coach, Yolande, and then you, Marsha, I want to have people know exactly what they can expect in your wonderful skills and what you bring to it, because both of you have been trained in energy. And how would your coaching practice be different than someone else's who's looking for a coach?
Okay. So for me, this is Yolande. For me, my coaching practice falls in a little niche called newer transformational life coaching. And my niche puts me at a cross. I'm like a cross between what would be a therapist or a psychologist and a life coach. We use some of the very same types of exercises and tools, except we're not bound by, I'm going to say, the guidelines of practice. Especially if it's like talk therapy, I don't do talk therapy or talk coaching. Yes, I do talk to people, but my work is to help you to break, be it the limiting belief that's holding you back, or help you to get past the pain and trauma that you're holding on to, the way you're holding on to it. And one of the advantages that I have doing that as a life coach is because I'm not bound by these, you know, the science of how they have to do it to protect the license, I get to cut through some of the fluff and get it done in less time. Mm-hmm. For example, I had a client who, she was molested at the age of 9. And when she came to me, she had already, you know, she was already approaching 40. And she already had several years, many years of going to a therapist. And we got together for coaching for, I'm going to say a 2-month period. And there was one particular session. It was long because I served her a cocktail. And when I say cocktail, I mean I combined several different exercises or techniques to help to break up the abuse situation. So I ran her through, like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 combined, and that was exactly what she needed. Her life today is very different from what it was before. And the beauty of her experience is that she has, we have made friends of each other. And so I get constant updates on her progress. And so I get to see the lived experience of her life after she gets to tell me what it was before we got together. This is how I would have handled the situation then. This is how I handle it now. Her emotional intelligence is way higher. She can deal with stressful situations in a much better way. She has more tolerance and patience, not just for herself, but for others. And she's just not walking around like a victim anymore. The woman is empowered. And also, just Eva put her story out in a book. So the work, that you, and you know, Mima, the belief work is everything because our beliefs are what shapes our lives. So that's where I do most of my work, is in that area. That's why I found newer transformation, because I work with the mind and the brain primarily. So,
Oh, wonderful. I like the way you phrased it in terms of having a cocktail approach, which is blending several different modalities together. I really love that. And what about you, Marcia?
So when I think of myself or the way I approach or deal with those who are sent to me, you always come to mind, Ms. Jamila, because of how I met you and how I was sent to you. It's one of those where, because I know that I'm called to work with women who are in their birthing season, so you're already going to be in a space where you know that I know that I'm called for greatness, or I have a purpose of which I just need someone to walk with me to tap into. So once you have that mindset, it's easy for us to kind of create a plan as to how we're going to get this done, in other words. I am a soul conductor, and what I do is I work with women so they can tap into their soul, because once you are in your soul, your mindset shifts in a way where you can definitely see the bigger picture. So I do not really necessarily go by certain particulars, or this is the modality that I use for this. I go by how I'm led. Everyone is different, and everyone has, obviously we all know, different spirits or different energy. So when I tap in to my higher selves, to my guides, I then know how is it that I'm going to work with this particular individual so that I can be more of service for them in this way and help them to be able to see themselves and tap into their soul in a particular way. And then having that healing and be able to go forward in that sense. So it's just, for me, it's just based on individual. It's an individual thing, and I just go with whether or not I'm supposed to use a particular energy work with them, or because some of my the ladies that I may work with may not be, say, totally metaphysical. Some are still more biblical or Christian. So at the same time, I then have to tap within myself to see how do I tie this in so it doesn't scare them off, so they can see the benefits and the big picture behind it. So that's how that's the approach that I normally take. And for me, it's one of those two where, like I said, they come because how I pray, I go for my soul, and now I ask, when you send me the next person that I need to work with, I know it's not me going hunting to find somebody to showcase that, hey, here I am, I'm pretty good at such and such. You are coming to me because we are aligned to work together, which means that there is something that I can speak to in your life that is going to make you realize that you are safe with me. I create a safe space for you to be able to open and to be able to understand and be able to receive, so that you don't have to be so still in a shell. You understand? So that's just my approach whenever I work with an individual or those beautiful souls that come to me.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Listening audience, can you see how phenomenal these two women are? If anyone wants to speak to Marcia, I have people on the board. If anyone wants to speak to Marcia or to Yolande, you can press 1, or you can call in. The call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And this show is going to be immediately archived. So by 9 o'clock tonight, if you know of someone who should have listened and wasn't able to, he or she can just click on that link, and it will take you to all of my shows. So, Marcia, give people the contact number for you, and then, you know, the same thing for you, and where they can buy the book, No More Silence.
Okay. So my contact information, on Facebook, I am Marcia Campbell. On IG, I am in.my.sisters.shoes. And you can also reach me at 404-707-0744. The best if you text me. Regarding the book, so I was led to let all my proceeds from the book to go to the two charities that our visionary author, Martha Davidson, is supporting. And so I just simply ask that you go to nomoresilencebooks.com to make your purchase. The title of my story in the book is Pink Light Blessing. And I truly believe with all my heart that you will thoroughly enjoy the entire book itself, because all the other co-authors, they're so magnificent as well. And so there's a story for you there. Regardless if it's not my story, there's a story for you there. So just go to nomores.com and make your purchase. And I pray that these stories just expand your heart and just ignite your soul as you dive deep in, and then you can see that you too can break the silence and take back what was stolen from you. One of the things I want to say here at this juncture as well is that a silenced emotion prevents you from tapping into yourself spiritually. And because you are it is such a, it needs to be so spiritually constipated. And so by you opening up your mouth, whether it's just by journaling, doing a blog, write a poem, however you let it out, we just want to encourage you to let it out. And all these stories in the book, one will speak to your heart in such a way that will just encourage you to do so. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you, or pass my information over to someone who you think would want to talk to me, especially if they're going through their breast cancer journey or just finished it and now in a space of now what? Who am I? What do I do? You know, I would love to walk on that journey with her.
Well, that's so beautiful, beautifully stated. Yolande, give us your contact information and anything else you would like for them to know.
Yeah, before I give my contact information, I want your listeners to know that when I need somebody to talk to, because coaches need other people, right, Mima? We need other people as well.
Yes, we do.
And when I need somebody to talk to, I need somebody to bump something against, and I know I need a spiritual, some kind of spiritual feedback, because it needs to be that for me. I call Marcia. I call Marcia. I'm saying that because I need people to know that she's my person too. She's my person.
You're my person too.
We're each other's person, right? And you have different people for different things. And when I need a certain level of other spiritual connection, I call Mima. I call Mima because she's going to come from some wise, deep, otherworldly sage place to tell me some stuff. And the spirit leads me to who I need in that moment. So both these women, if you're on the phone, if you're on the radio listening, you need to, you need them in your life. Because when I need people, they're my people. But to contact me, you can reach me at 678-664-4070. That's 678-664-4070. We can be friends on Facebook. I have a really long name on Facebook. Good luck finding me, but it's Yolande Thompson-Azamard, and that's challenging in itself. to spell, but my last name is spelled A as in Adam, Z as in zebra, E, M like Mary, A like Adam, R like Randy, and D like David, Azimard. So it's Yolande Thompson with a P hyphen Azimard on Facebook, and on Instagram I am at Yolande Azimard. So those are the two main social media handles that I use, and that's the phone number, 678-664-4070 is how you can reach me. And for the book, I'm going with our visionary author's website as well, nomoresilencebook.com. You can get the copy from there. And as Marcia said before, the proceeds will be going to a charity that our visionary author is supporting at this time. So please support and get the book at that site, nomoresilencebook.com.
Well, I feel like a mother. I didn't have any biological children, but I have so many spiritual children. And these are two of my babies, and I'm so proud of them. I'm just so, so proud of them. They are visionaries. They are compassionate. They are light beings. They are earth angels. And I'm just so proud of them because they have committed to do their work, and it shows, and spirit is just moving in amazing ways in their lives. And when I found out about the book, I said, oh, yeah, you know, I told you, I said, you know, you got to be on the show just to talk. She said, Mima, let's just wait until the book comes out, and then we can be on the show. I said, okay. I want you and Marcia to be on my show because I want people to see how wonderful both of you are and just how brilliant you are. I mean, you can tell these ladies are so phenomenal, and they give wisdom from their heart chakra. They're not in their heads. Yeah, and that's what I really admire and love. They're speaking to you from the depths of their beings and the depths of their souls, which is very different than if you go to a traditional life coach or a traditional whatever. And I'm so impressed and amazed with the work that they're doing. Next month I'm going to have someone on the show talking about mental health as well. I think we really need to look at mental health within the Black community.
Yeah,
we have people from different countries here, from the Caribbean, from the continent of Africa, from the South, from the North, and that's something that we've pushed under the rug. We just say, just pray about it, and everything will be okay. It may not be okay, and some of the people who are in the clergy have issues. Let's be real, you know, because 30 to 40 years ago, some of the pastors were telling the women who were in abusive situations with their husbands that they were the cause of the husband being abusive. And there's a woman out there now, Shaharizad Ali or whatever, she's completely bananas, crazy, and saying that if Black men are crazy, it's because of Black women. She has, but she's using that to really promote herself and to get speaking gigs too. And a lot of people found her out, I mean, because that's bizarre. So a lot of women now are dead because we didn't deal with mental health issues that they may have had or that their mates may have had. So we have to deal with that. And I'm so proud of the two of you for allowing people to have the space to share their stories and to talk about it. And also, and this is what I love about the two of you, to get out of the victimization mode, because I have clients who come to me and I tell them, you're too empowered to see yourself as a victim. I will allow you to express and to get it out. But then after a couple of sessions, let's talk about how we can empower you not to stay stuck in the energetic grid, because everything is energy. The more you talk about a low vibrational situation, it has to stay with you. It's like glue. It can't go anywhere. So you will, like both of you said, I think it was you, Yolande, and I think also you, Marcia, that you just repeat patterns. Yeah, it was you, Marcia. You just keep repeating patterns. So what they've done with their work within their own lives and I love the title that Yolande has, Neurotransformational Coach. They've transformed their lives. They looked in the mirror and they said to themselves, the change begins with me. So in wrapping it up, because we have about 10 minutes left, Marcia, I want you to give your number again and your contact information. What would you like to leave with the listening audience?
Okay. Before I do so, I just want to affirm you, Ms. Jamila. I want to thank you dearly for you've done so much. You know, you were my beginning when I was in the initial stage of my journey and didn't know where to go, whether or not I was going crazy because of how I was being pulled and the information that was coming up into my spirit. And so I am just glad that I found you. I was led to you. And even to this point, even I invited someone to join today. I'm not quite sure if she's here, but I said, this is with my first spiritual teacher, and this is somebody that I think that I would want you to talk to, because I still think about you in such a way that individuals, and this is a beautiful thing that I even want your guests to know, that when you're in a space, it's okay to give, because when when you were so emotionally blocked, you find yourself that you're so, I don't know, you're not more in tune. And so when you tend to release, you realize that, oh, I'm not the one who's supposed to be serving this individual. She needs to go to Ms. Jamila, because you're more tapped in and you can hear, in other words. And so I just want you to know that I'm grateful for you. I'm super grateful for you in that way. Like, honestly, yes. Once again, I just want to leave my information, Marcia Campbell on Facebook, and I am at 404-707-0744. I'm just an ordinary soul who's called to do extraordinary things and just totally learning how to trust the process and have faith in my divine and in my journey. And with that being said, I'm just open to learning and growing, because that's what we're called to do, and just continue to be the light. And I enjoy walking with women who are totally ready to step outside of fear, because I know what that feels like. Even now, talking to you right now, I do know what that feels like. But when you kind of reach vibe a little bit and go up a little higher on the frequency chart, even if fear is there, you will see that it's bigger, and so you want to go even higher. So don't be afraid, and it's okay when you have lovely souls like myself, Ms. Jamila, and Yolande, who's here to walk with you. Just trust the process and be open to it, and just go for your healing. That's all
I
want to
make one correction. You said that you're just an ordinary soul having some unique experiences. You are super ordinary. You are not normal. And this is the thing I want us to also get out of. We are not normal. We are, normal means status quo, and you have never been that. You, when I saw you and saw the gift that you had, and I said, oh, my God, this woman is clairvoyant. kind of shook your case, because you know how I am. I'm very direct. But, and it's just blossomed. Yeah. I'm just so proud of you. I'm just grinning from cheek to cheek. Yeah. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I am. I'm just so proud of you. Okay, my mini-me.
What am I doing again?
You were just leaving us with the wonderful Yolande pearls of wisdom, like Marcia left us with the delectable pearls of wisdom. So that's what you're doing for the listening audience, and you're giving them your contact information. What would you like for them to, when they hear Yolande Azamart? Oh, those were the words I heard from Yolande Azamart. Mm. That's what you're doing. Okay.
Okay. So I want to say pay attention. Pay attention to what life is showing you, to what the spirit is showing you. Every one of us is on a path towards a better version of ourselves. We're here to learn. And when we don't pay attention, we miss the cues and we stay and swirling, right, in discomfort longer than we have to, because we're unwilling to pay attention. We're unconscious in our own lives. And my thing is, pay attention. Wherever there is discomfort, it's evidence that Spirit is trying to get your attention for you to do your work. It's simply that. And then there's help available. And one of the things that I want to see happen in the Black community, especially in our community, is for us to normalize getting help. There is no shame. There is no shame in seeking help. Okay? And the healing that we seek in our community begins with each one of us. The solution is you. The solution is you. You don't need to look any further than in the mirror at yourself. Start there, right? And if we pay attention, the evidence is there. The moments when we are unkind, the moments where we are irritable and we don't even know why, right? The things you know you're holding inside that you never told anybody, right? All these places, the evidence is there. It's staring us in the face. And my invitation is, seek help. Seek help. There's myself, there's Marsha, there's Mima, and there's a host of other people. There is no shame. If you can't do it at your church, if somebody on here is affiliated, if you can't do it at your church, do it outside of your church. If you have confidence in somebody within the church, then start there. You know, or just on a professional level, you don't want any attachment to anybody who you know. You don't want to go search, go Google somebody. But sister, my brother, seek help. Do your work. You are going to create a better you. A better you is going to create a better family. A better family is going to create a better community. A better community is going to create a better world. But there's nothing going on. Right? There's nothing going on with you that is not impacting somebody else because we are connected like that. The way you say good morning affects the person you say it to. So let's not act like we are operating in a silo. We are all connected, and everything you do impacts somebody, even if it's your pet. Even if it's the pet in your house. And we owe it to ourselves to become a better version of ourselves. And to that end, it's time for us to step out on faith, especially for those of us that have professed to being believers and come out of lack and limitation, because some of us are using the excuse of lack and limitation to keep us in pain, to keep our families in pain. And I'm saying it's time for you to step out on your faith and ask the one who you believe in, the one who I believe in, the one who we all three believe in on this. All of us believe in the same God. Let's just be real about that. You call it this, I call it that, tomato, tomato. And ask for what you need so you can get the help that you know you need it. So that's what I want to leave people with, is get help, do the work. Life is always giving you feedback about what needs to be done. Pay attention. You're not just walking around, what's the word, grumpy for no reason. There's something there, right? You're not just triggered every time you see so-and-so. Something is there. Do your work. You're creating a better you, a better family, a better community, a better world. And you can reach me at, once again, 678-664-4070. The divine you is waiting for you to do your work, so that we, as a collective, can be better on this planet.
That was beautiful, Yolande.
That is so powerful. Nothing else to be said except I love you both more than you can ever know, and I love everyone in the audience more than you can ever, ever, ever know. And call these beautiful souls, okay? They are powerful. They are powerful. And just think the Spirit is now releasing them to help heal this planet. Call them. Okay? Love everyone. And namaste. Until next Wednesday, be safe and continue to spread love. Okay?
Namaste.
Namaste,
everyone.
from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes. Greetings.